Welcome to This Seems Funny with Amy Borgelt
and Natalie Santini.
Two friends talking about modern makes and what's going on in our lives this week.
As well as things we like and our unadulterated opinions.
Ah, and things we don't like.
And we would love to hear from you, so please write us at...
thisseemsfunny@gmail.com.
There we go.
Seems spelled S-E-A-M-S.
That's important to know.
Right. Because, you know, we like to sew and make.
Beep.
Nope. It's seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com.
Beep.
Are we live now?
We're live.
Hello?
Welcome.
Welcome.
To This Seems Funny.
Beep. It seems funny. Beep.
Bing, bing, bing. Hey, readers / listeners. This is Amy. I was just wanted to let you know that we recorded this a little bit differently this week with video. We are not ready to release that. But if you want to see us on video, you can go to Natalie's YouTube, which is, I just Googled it, So Hungry Hippie YouTube, and it came right up. So it's so as in S-E-W. I think there's a space and then Hungry Hippie. She's going to kill me if I don't get that right. But literally, I just Googled So Hungry Hippie YouTube and it came up. So we were live together on that last Friday. If you want to see us live in action, and you can look forward to at some point us releasing the episode that's coming out. Oh, you're listening to it right now. Pardon. Clips of it or whatever on video. So the audio is a little different. Forgive and forget. We surely have. And I hope you enjoy. Bye.
So we're going to do a different kind of recording today for the pod. Seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. With an A. Seems, because we sew. Because we like to sew. And make. Every time I hear that, I crack up. Where is this recording from here?
Yes.
Okay. Awkward. So, yeah, just pretend it's not there. Okay. It's kind of like when the paparazzi is outside your house and you just have to put on your sunglasses and be like, sashaying to the car. Yes, I've gotten used to that.
Right.
It's real easy.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we have been discussing a couple of shows recently.
Yes.
And last night, I watched a few more episodes of That Thing About Pam.
And that Thing About Pam, yeah.
Yeah. I'm horrified that that actually happened.
Yeah. I'm horrified that there are people that are just conniving that way.
I was going to say deceivious. Is that a word?
I don't think it is.
Devious?
Yes!
Or deceptive?
Yes!
Oh, I combined the two.
Yeah.
Another word for our
there
dictionary.
There we go. Perfect.
Nicole Sabatini's dictionary.
Yep.
So we should probably check and see if this is recording well. No?
No, it's definitely recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If that was over there, we would just have a black screen.
Okay.
So we're recording.
We have a black screen. Okay, we're recording. Let's go.
All right.
All right, so The Thing About Pam. Oh, are you gonna cut?
No. I mean, that. I want one of those white and black doohickeys. What are those called?
And scene.
Yeah.
Action.
Clapper? Clapper? Is it a clapper?
I don't know.
You know what? I wonder if we can buy a laugh track and insert it.
I don't think we need one. We got our own. It's like full time on.
When we're done hanging out, do you ever feel like your face needs a rest?
Yes, it hurts.
Okay, me too. I just want to go like this. It's okay, face.
It's like, have you seen, well, I keep seeing stuff on Instagram that's talking about face yoga.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, and like where you.
To tighten up the jaw.
Yeah, and like you stroke upwards and like this kind of stuff. That looks like work.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm not doing
it. I'm just going to laugh. I feel like I'm.
Are you rolling?
I think my whole sewing porch is slanted in towards the house, to be honest.
Well, no,
it's
I
an
just,
old house.
Hopefully one day it'll be like a V and we'll just be able to.
Well, then you'll have water issues.
Oh,
water running.
I was thinking
house.
Like a slide.
Oh, like this, like a fun house.
Yes.
That's built on a cattywampus.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so the other show is... I already forgot. Ozarks?
Oh, yes.
Well, but you're not watching that right now.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because you know how I love him. And I love Laura.
Jason
Bateman. I almost said it and I stopped myself. I did a self-edit again. I cannot understand why I know his name is Jason.
Do you?
I don't know. I thought I did.
Well, it's Justine. That's what's confusing.
Yeah.
His sister.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that show is really good. And then we were also watching, you were watching Out of Bounds or something.
Outer Range.
Yeah.
It's on the back burner.
We were going to start that last night.
I recommend it.
Okay. You know what we did try, and I don't recommend it, is The Walking Dead spinoff. What is it? Which one was it, Ramel?
It's called...
Not Origins.
I quit watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, I wanted some answers to some things. And it's so funny because I felt like such a movie snob because immediately I went, this acting is horrible. Oh. It's just one of those where you don't know why it's off, but it's off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have an eyelash in my eyeball.
Here, I'll get it. Oh, I can see it.
Can you grab it?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. It's... You think...
What is it? Is it a dog hair?
Look, put your head up more. And put your eye normal. I don't see it now.
Oh.
You think it's in, though? It's not, like, falling in.
I don't know.
Go look in the mirror and
do it. Oh, now it's better.
Do you have contacts?
No. Everybody thinks I wear contacts, but I don't. Probably because I love wearing glasses so much.
I'm always looking for my glasses.
Sometimes I look at the birds outside the window, and you know how they move their heads, like, all sideways, and kind of like a chicken. I just think that they're, like, what's going on there? Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, we're recording. So what else is on your burner?
Back burner?
Yeah.
Well, Out of Range, I do want to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Better Call Saul is out on A&E or whatever that is.
That's also on Netflix.
TBS.
Yeah, oh, but the new season. Oh, okay.
So it's whatever that, it's another stinking pay for streaming service.
Ugh, yeah.
Because we used to get it on our regular cable and then they had some issue with whatever. So is it TBS? And it's not TBS, and it's not A&E.
No.
It's another one.
TNT?
AMC Plus.
Oh, okay.
Walking Dead also.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Mm-mm. So I think we're going to subscribe for a month, binge all of Better Call Saul, and then
Oh, how funny. Really?
I just don't want to pay for another streaming service.
I know. I'm always trying to pare down.
Yeah.
Not pay for things I'm not using. That kind of thing. But here we go. You know, one thing I pay for and I really super love? Instacart.
Instacart, I was going to say.
I love that service. Okay, well, let's get into it, shall we?
Sure, what?
First of all, I love your pants.
Thank you.
Your trousers. Your free-range
slacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made with quilting cotton. Super cute. Looks super comfy. Your little detail of the elastic cuff at the bottom.
Well, thank you.
Very nice. I see some pink thread.
It's a yep. Can you believe it?
I can't.
I will definitely be making another pair of these. Love them.
Good.
I'm going to move the waist.
Oh, really? Down a little bit?
Yeah, because remember how the waistband rolled? Yep. That's because of my... How I'm built.
Preferences.
Well, yeah. I have to... Yeah.
Are you short-waisted?
Yep.
I don't know if I am.
Would you have to roll stuff? I have to roll stuff all the time.
But is that because we were youngins when 2000 came about
and
everybody
everything?
Was wearing a low waist?
But,
you know?
I mean, even these still hit me at my real waist, even rolled.
Oh.
Because I got a short torso.
Well, that's better than a super long one, I guess.
I'd rather have a long torso because then you're so, like tall and...
But
an extra inch to spread out.
I just feel like when I, also when I was pregnant, just the baby was like up under my ribs immediately because there wasn't enough room to, anyways.
Sure.
Let's not get into that, but.
I'm reading a great book right now, and you remind me of it right there because it's all about early Ireland, 1918 to 1921. The Spanish flu has hit.
Yeah.
World War One is in deep, and this main character.
Is that Anastasia?
No, it's called Pull of the Stars.
Oh.
By Emily Donahue, and the main character works on a maternity ward.
Ooh.
And they are midst, you know, knee deep in the pandemic. And it's just really well written. She has a lot of detail about pregnancy and giving birth and at the time.
Oh, can you,
know, you
imagine how horrendous?
No, I can't. But I've read a couple of her books before, and I think
what
actually
else is she?
She is Irish. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, you know. I would never be able to remember titles. Sorry.
Well, you pulled that one and the author's name.
I
out.
Did.
Like,
that's amazing. For once in my life.
I keep kicking this.
Well, that's okay. You kick it all you want. So there's that little tidbit. We're in the midst of spring here in Wisconsin.
2 weeks of it.
And
then we'll be full on summer.
It'll be summer next week.
Right. So that's how we do it.
We'll be sunbathing, practically. I was cleaning up my flowering beds the other day, trying to, you know, remove some dead leaves. Well,
I have a ton of dead leaves.
Yeah, I wanted to see the blooms coming up. It always gives me hope. Isn't that weird how seeing the flowers trying to come up just kind of...
Ooh,
fills,
it's almost time.
Yeah. Fills me with some hope.
Well, so, anywho. But then that means you have to go out and do the actual yard work.
Which I'm always good about, like the first month. And then midsummer hits and it all goes downhill from there.
Well, that's when it's really hard and it's hot and you have to go out and water.
Yeah.
I need to pull all the dead leaves off of my, like, peony things are starting to sprout up.
Yes, they are. I'm so excited. I love peonies. I wish they lasted longer.
I know. Mine seem to always bloom when we're on vacation.
Oh,
bummer.
Well, speaking of, are you going on any vacations soon or anywhere? And
I'm going to Texas with my mom for her 75th birthday.
Ooh, fun.
That would be fun in June. And then, I don't know, we're trying to figure out if we're going to go anywhere else when the girls are out of school. How about you?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I mean, we have one coming up soon. Just a little 4-day excursion. So we'll see how that goes, I guess. I like to feel relaxed. I don't want to have a big agenda when I'm on vacation. Yeah. So that's exactly what we're doing on this one coming up. We're just going to go and see what happens.
You're just going to chillax.
Yeah. We're going to see what happens.
Good.
Go
that's
with it.
That's the best.
And then, I'd like to see some of the museums and DC and whatever, but I'm always afraid that during the summer they're just going to be jam-packed.
Yeah, probably.
So, that's probably a nope.
That's a big nope. I know, and then you think, you're not going to go during the school year, so well, maybe we'll go on Thanksgiving break or winter break or spring. Okay, well, that's when everybody else is there too, so that's also a big old nope.
Maybe we just need to open a school where we're off this normal school schedule.
The exact opposite?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oof. I remember in England, they did like 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Or 8 weeks
year-round
on.
School?
Oh, year-round, yeah.
Right.
There was a bit of a longer break in July or August, but it wasn't, 3 months.
Right.
It was nothing like that.
Okay, you keep messing with your eye.
I feel it.
But in your inner...
Yeah.
This eye, yep, get, because I think that might be the eyelash. Go.
We'll have to.
Oh, I can almost see. I feel like I can see an eyelash if you go like that. Can you feel it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, maybe. I think you got it. Anyways.
That's what I get for wearing mascara. Should have just wore nothing.
Should have just been now natural.
Yep.
Whatever.
All right, so you were telling me about some intriguing business
with some fabric recently.
The scent?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm wondering if any of our readers have experienced this, but I did see something on Instagram about Ruby Star Society fabrics, when you iron them, that there's a scent. And I don't mean like it's scented fabric, but it might be their ink or it might be their manufacturing process or something. And I feel like they were saying it smells like vanilla.
Huh.
But I had been making a quilt several months ago, and it was all Ruby Star, and I, when I was ironing it, kept thinking it smelled like sauteed, like cooked celery.
Wow.
And then my daughter, when she got home from school, came into my sewing room and was like, why does it smell like celery in here? And not, I don't mean like vegetable-y.
Right.
I mean, it smelled good, but it was just unusual because I felt like I was pressing all of these half-square triangles open and then squaring up and doing rows and pressing all the same, you know, so I was doing a lot of pressing. So I needed to probably look at that again, but have you ever noticed that?
You know, it's funny. I don't think I've noticed a scent, but when I tried smelling, I didn't smell vanilla, but I did smell something. And when you said cooked celery later, I was thinking, oh, maybe that was it.
It's like a savory, almost like a very familiar smell.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want people to think like it's scented fabric, but
right.
It just has like a aroma.
Yeah. I wonder if it is the inks.
Maybe. I don't know what it is. It doesn't smell chemically or fake.
No.
It smells very just like a natural something. I don't know. But
yeah.
It's, you know, getting heated up with the iron.
I wish that's how my armpits smell when they get heated up.
Like celery? Or like vanilla?
I can smell like a turkey roast.
Delicious.
Speaking of that, oh my gosh, I have to share this. I went for a facial yesterday.
Oh yeah, I didn't hear one thing about it, except it was relaxing.
I cannot remember the last time I had a facial. Maybe once in San Antonio, which would have been nearly 20 years ago.
I've never.
Very odd for me. I don't do a lot of maintenance stuff, and the girl was asking me about my routine, and she was like,
you're like, routine?
You're very basic. She didn't say basic. She said
low maintenance.
Maintenance,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's all you do? That's all you use? You know, I'm like, yeah, don't try to sell me
I was going to say, she's thinking, I can sell you so many things.
So, anyways, it was lovely. If you are in the local Madison area, Studio Z, and her name is Cassidy. She's wonderful.
Where's this?
Studio Z in Monona.
Mm. Don't know it.
And I think that's what it's called. I go there all the time. Yeah, that's what it's called. Anywho, where was I going with this train? I was sitting there for my facial. And, you know, she doesn't just work on your face. You kind of get like a massage on your shoulder, neck, and a little bit of treatment on your
Dégolleté.
Okay. Décolletage.
Décolletage.
Well,
what is that?
So, anyways, you have to put this towel around you. And you can leave your bra on, but
you
have
say,
to...
chainmail?
Chainmail bra, but I just took down the straps.
Okay.
And I tucked them in. And then, at first, the snap was like way out here, and I was thinking to myself, this ain't happening.
Oh, no.
This ain't happening. So then I found a snap way over here, and I got it real tight.
That looked good, I bet.
That felt a lot safer.
Okay. So I'm not gonna be busting out of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I sat back, but of course before she walked in I was thinking, I don't think I've shaved my pits in a while.
Oh shoot.
So I check and I give a little sniff and I'm horrified. I smell like onions.
Oh no.
Because of course, what did I do, Amy? I worked all morning, worked out, didn't clean up, didn't put on deodorant. I'm just gonna say it because we all have had days like that.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Natalie Santini, you cannot raise your arms, even if she requests.
You're like, clamp.
So I sat there the whole time like this.
Oh, my
clamp.
Gosh. Were you laying down or sitting up?
Yeah, it was a lay down one.
But like a lean back-ish?
No, it was flat. And at first, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I let myself kind of settle in.
Took a deep breath.
Yep. And it ended up being fine. And I almost fell asleep and did a snort.
So she...
And I caught myself, like, right on the brink. And I thought, oh, my God.
What if my arms came open?
Yeah. She'd be onioned out and she'd hear me snort. And guess what else? The triple whammy. I wore socks with Birkenstocks.
Hey, what do I have on? What did I wear out of the
slippers.
House again today?
You slippers. Wore, you drove with slippers on?
Heck yeah.
You're rock and roll.
I always do. I brought shoes in case we went out to lunch. But
I think Snacky Lunch Man would be okay with our slippers.
Probably.
He probably would.
I mean, if it was somewhere better, maybe. Like fancier, I mean. Not. There's nothing better.
There's nothing
Snacky
better.
Snacky lunch and slippers.
Oh, so yeah, there's my little a day in the life.
So I'm just going to say, I don't want to get too gross.
Yeah.
But if you want to not worry about shaving your pits.
Yeah.
Just go on and wax them.
I need to.
I just did it again.
Because I simply forgot. You know, you just get busy.
Yeah.
You just forget.
Well, and then that's an annoying maintenance
it
ritual.
It is.
It's so annoying. I wish I could just not care, but I do.
Well, and I mean, it wasn't like I was aping out, you know.
Aww.
It wasn't terrible, but it was a
enough,
little
yeah.
where you feel embarrassed if somebody sees.
Get those wax strips, and then you don't have to worry about it for weeks and weeks.
Can I get those at Walgreens?
You can. You also can get them at Amazon. You can also get them at Target. Brought to you by Target. And
wax strips
Bubbler.
By Jolene.
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 What's
Jolene,
that?
Jolene. Jolene.
Is that Meatloaf?
No, it's Dolly Parton.
Oh, I don't know. And what's Jolene Wax Strips?
Yeah, isn't that the brand? It might be Jolene.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's Sally Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that, too. Oh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah, I hope
so.
So
you'll go back for another facial, but
I
you'll
totally
wear deodorant,
will.
You'll wear
yes.
proper shoes, shave
yes.
your pits. The
yes.
whole thing. Strapless bra, etc.
I mean, maybe I should get a strapless bra just for the facials.
You should.
Right?
Wait a minute.
What?
Didn't you get a steam thing that's coming soon?
A steam. Oh, I'm getting a sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's arriving. It'll be arriving at the end of this month. Ooh, ooh.
That's craziness, man.
It is crazy, but isn't that as my payment to myself?
Yeah, that's good. It's just self-care.
It is a big old self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think Ramel will enjoy it, too. Because he gets so cold here in the winter.
Aww,
he says,
which
it's
is
in
most
my
of the time.
Bones.
The cold is in his bones?
Yeah.
Aww.
And he creaks as he walks.
Does he?
No.
Oh, it's like, maybe you guys do need to move somewhere
right?
warmer. But not too far.
Well, I was gonna move, and then I had to go and meet you.
Okay, well,
jeez.
Where are you gonna move to?
I don't know, somewhere
just
warm.
Away. Oh, okay.
Away, the away.
The away, henceforth. I want to hear. You know what you didn't talk about on your live Facebook live this morning?
What?
Flatter, the spray. It's sitting there as a reminder, and it just didn't even get mentioned.
Yes, I love the smell of this. This is fig flavor.
That's the one that Vivian was correcting our. So Miss Viv, she
oh
was
yes,
like,
she gets it
because we called it what you called it pomegranate fig or something, and it's just fig.
Just fig. I really like that smell.
I do too.
And it doesn't strike me as artificial.
Uh-uh. It smells fresh and good.
So I'm experimenting using this on my Cosmos Star Quilt or whatever.
Maybe that's why when I ironed it, it didn't smell like Ruby Star. It smelled like.
You know what?
Like,
that must
why.
Be it.
Mm-hmm. Canceled it right out.
Yep.
Okay.
So there it is.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, let's jog the old memory here.
Well, I
what
have...
About?
These are my notes on what I was supposed to post on Instagram this week. We can revisit Apothecary.
Oh, yes. Did you ever Google it?
Yes, I did. But did I post about it on Instagram?
No.
No, I didn't.
So that was in the last episode.
Yeah, if you don't
haven't.
Know, go back and listen.
Yep.
That was 21.
Was it 21?
Uh-huh. This is coming up as... Oh, welcome to episode 22.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Episode Bainty Bainty. No, Bainty Dose.
Yeah.
Right?
Bainty
Dose.
It is a British word.
It's British?
The origins of which... Well, or just not, I said French. It's not necessarily French as much as it's like early, you know, European. Anyways, it is a, like a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Where you would go and buy your pharmaceuticals.
Indeed.
Like back in ye olden days.
Yes.
Would I go to the apothecary? Oh.
No.
No.
Apothecary.
I switched the cut and the third.
Apothecary.
Apothecary to get my
tinctures and notions.
Brews.
Your brews. Okay, oh. So apparently I'm not Instagram ready with that one. And then for some reason, I wrote down cracker and cheese division. Why would I have written that?
Maybe it's a division of Cracker Barrel.
For real, why would I have written that?
I don't know. That's very strange.
I wrote it under Instagram, apothecary, and then cracker and cheese division. Why would I have written that?
Maybe they had pharmaceuticals and glass cloche
things. I know what it is.
And cheese and crackers.
Remember those little things we were talking about with the four crackers and the little pot of spready cheese?
Oh, yes, with the red stick.
And I was going to make a little diagram of dividing the cheese into four sections so that you can get equal amounts on each cracker.
Did you really?
No, I'm going to, though. And this is going to be
that.
How I'm held accountable, because now I've set it into the...
Into the void.
Into the cosmos.
Into the cosmos. We should do some little jingles for in-between segments.
I also have written down bad rabbits.
Bad rabbits? Rabid rabbits?
This is from when we were talking about I don't like it when people say today years old or quilt journey or bad...
Bad habits?
Bad habits! I can't read my own writing. Okay, sorry. Bad habits. Those ones are done. Done those.
Those are dead as a doornail?
I'm going to cross them off.
Okay. Well, there it is. It's official now.
It's official. What else were we going to talk about?
We were discussing directional fabrics. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's important.
Okay. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Wait. We need an asterisk, a little star that says...
We're not professionals.
Warning. You're not going to get a lot of information here.
This is not an e-course.
No.
This is not a paid, what is it? What
are content?
Those? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like
an
class.
An infomercial.
I mean, this is us talking about stuff and laughing and then you listening to your friends and like joining in, ha ha ha.
Right.
This is not a podcast where you're actually going to learn a ton of stuff and we actually researched and we'll give you all the steps.
You might learn a ton of stuff. But we're not claiming to be the know-it-all.
Correct. And it's not going to be everything there is to know. Because
no.
We did not research it.
Nope. Ain't nobody
That's a
got
big old
time.
All right, so directional fabrics. There's different kinds of directional fabrics.
True.
I remember when we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, neither one of us could remember the name for...
The spray. What's it called?
The spray?
Like the...
Oh, and I was just going to say scatter. That's not it.
No, it's not. And it's not spray.
It's not spray.
Oh, we already forgot again.
You know everyone's yelling right now.
Amy.
Toss?
Yeah.
Is it called toss?
Yeah, it's called toss.
Okay. So that's when there's no direction. If it's happy faces, they're like confetti. They're in every direction. No matter which way you cut it, you're going to get... Most of them will be one way or the other, and it doesn't matter.
I love a toss. Because you will not mess it up if you're making a bag.
I'm making a note right now.
I love a toss.
Ep 22, toss.
Yep.
So we don't have to think of that word again.
Right. It's troubling us.
Okay, so toss is every which way, like confetti. They're just landing in all different directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are beginner friendly, wouldn't you say? If you're a beginner sewist and you don't quite have a grasp on how things will lay out once you're done with a project... Start with a toss.
Right. Because you won't be wrong.
Right.
No matter which way you cut out a pattern piece.
It looks correct.
It will be, as long as it's on grain. I mean, I hate all these asterisks, but it doesn't mean you can just throw your pattern pieces all crookedy. But generally speaking, your print, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. It's not like a horizontal line, where if your bag is sitting, you want the lines to be
right,
straight
and perpendicular. Perpendicular. Okay, so there's toss, which means no way is right way. Every way is right way.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, then there's single directional, single direction.
Yes.
Is that what you would call this?
I think so.
One direction, direction times one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means that
one way street.
One way only.
So if it's a happy face,
yep.
You don't want your happy faces turned sideways. You don't want your happy faces turned upside down. You want to cut all your pieces with the up, up.
So you don't have any. So you do have an upside down frown.
Aw, which is a smile. Yeah. Aw. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. The hardest one, because you really have to keep track. You can't just fit your pattern pieces maybe the most
economical way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I did with my astronaut pants, and now the front are facing me
instead of
facing the correct way up.
Because they had one right direction, and
I didn't notice. Yeah.
All right, so that's, sometimes those are super cute prints, though. So it's not like don't use them.
Right.
It's just you have to be careful to get all your pattern pieces right side up.
Yep, got to be mindful.
Okay, then there's two-way.
Yep.
So maybe that first one's not called singular, it's called one-way. You said that. You said one-way street, and I just went right over you. Okay, two-way directional means if they're happy faces, there are happy faces that are going one way, yeah, up and down.
Yep.
So you can look at it, and half of them will be right side up, and if you take the fabric and you move it 180 degrees in a half circle, the other half will now be right side up. So there will always be some upside up and some upside down.
Yep.
That's two-way.
Must be.
It is.
Maybe it's bi-directional.
Multi-directional?
No, I think that would be diagonal too, right?
Hi.
He creaks.
What did you say?
Bi-directional?
Bi-directional?
No, I'm just trying to be fancy.
All right, two-way. I don't think there's really three-way.
Is there not?
Well, I mean, if it's three-way, it's going to probably also be four-way.
Yeah.
Which is almost toss.
Almost a toss.
Four-way would be if you turn it 90 degrees, you've got some right side up, and if you turn it another 90 degrees, you've got some right side up, and you turn it another. So it's almost like
directions.
Four
it's
ways.
Like, yeah, four ways.
So that's pretty good, because you can kind of up, down, or side is right, and then toss, of course, is, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There aren't, so I think the only one that, if you're going to cut on the bias,
mm-hmm.
The only one that will really work well for that would be toss. Otherwise, you're going to have some things.
Yeah, that won't be. Unless you don't care.
Unless it's a stripe, in which case you might not care because now it's going to be diagonal stripes, which is really cute sometimes.
Real cute.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. As a wrap up,
and
there's
that.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
That we know of.
Moving on.
Oh, have you ever seen those fabrics that turn color with your heat?
Remember those Genera t-shirts?
Oh, that's
when
right. I think we already talked about that. But
well,
see,
I think it might have gotten cut.
Oh, did it?
It might have. I don't remember it being in an actual app.
Okay. Well, if we don't remember it, then nobody remembers
that's right.
it.
Everybody's, again, yelling at their phones. Episode 12!
Oh, let's bring up some reader comments.
Oh, okay.
Or tributaries or.
Well, I love the one we got this week. I should look and see who it was from. That said, I've come to expect nothing from your episodes except a ton of laughs.
Perfect.
Because I said, don't expect a lot of photo ideas in our last episode. Because I didn't want anyone thinking we were really going to like deep dive into how to take quilt photos.
Well, we don't want people to think we think we know everything.
We don't.
Because we know we don't.
And we also forget to include a lot of stuff that we do know.
Because we're
scatterbrain.
Oh, wow.
Well, and really, because it's just us talking.
This
is just us talking. We're not trying to share a ton of important information.
Listen, I think everything I have to say is important.
Did you see me jolly laugh right there?
I actually shook.
Oh, that was like Santa.
Yeah, it was. I could double as Santa this Christmas. Jeez.
That was a really good comment, though, because it's true. That's really
what we're
going for. I'm here for it.
I really like... keep going.
No, you can.
Well, I really like it when we get an email that says, you know, you just put a little happiness into my day. I really needed to hear that nonsense or whatever. That's exactly what a podcast should be like. When you're in that kind of a funk, you want to get out of it. My always go-to is the funny podcast or a show that's totally silly. And I always feel better.
Yeah. Well, I
do like when you're getting some of the inside jokes that they're talking about,
yeah.
or when you feel like, you almost feel like you have a rapport
mm-hmm.
with the hosts or whatever. Okay, this is who I thought it was, but I just didn't want to say it wrong. So it was Jennifer, a royal furball, is
Aww.
The one that said, I've learned with your podcast to expect nothing but lots of laughs. So, and that's what you're going to get.
Hopefully she meant it nice.
She did, because then she put the two crying emojis.
Oh,
like,
good.
Like laughing crying.
Yeah. What is that called? La cry?
La cry. I just say laughing crying.
I do too, but there
I
must be a word. Right?
Let's make one up. Okay, readers, write in.
Yeah,
what do you call the laughing crying emoji?
I want it to be clever.
Well,
don't you love it when you think of something clever? Oh my gosh, did I ever tell you about this one time?
Maybe I did at Bandcamp.
Where I was sewing sleeves on a jacket for my friend. And he was coming.
Oh, the cuffs?
Yes.
This was an app.
I thought so.
Yes.
And he said, shall I bring my arms? And I replied, well, that would be handy. That was like my best one. And that was peak Natalie. Never going to happen again.
You did not share that last time. That was a good
one.
Oh,
my gosh. And I really don't even know how it happened. Because I didn't think of it.
Those are the best ones. When
yeah.
Just natural.
It's just natural.
That would be helpful. That would be handy.
Handy, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're funny.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Sometimes you get it, and sometimes you just miss.
Not very often. You're pretty funny. You're pretty witty.
Oh, well, thanks for that. I don't think of myself. I always think of wittyisms later. You know?
Oh, I should have said this.
Right.
Right.
Right. No. Or good comebacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, people say. We have gotten a bunch of comments of people saying they feel like they just were their friends. You know,
of
I feel like you're my imaginary friends. And I always reply back, we're not imaginary, we're real.
Yeah, good for you.
And
that's
we do
funny.
Feel like we've met a lot of nice people that have
yeah.
reached out and say they listen. And so I feel like our listeners / readers
yeah.
are friends.
They
you
are.
Know, there's a lot of people out there that are like us that are.
Yep.
Think the same kind of crazy stuff and making the same kind of stuff.
I thought you were going to say there's a lot of people on the struggle bus.
Well, I mean, anyone who wants to get on my struggle bus, welcome.
I'm the captain of my struggle bus. I give tours. $29.99. Anywho.
Uh-huh.
We just passed May the 4th recently.
Oh, yes. May the 4th be with you.
Do you know, I'm almost embarrassed to say this. I thought it was May the 4th be with you because of Force Be With You,
yeah,
right?
Right.
But I didn't realize so many people were talking about a quarter inch, a fourth of an inch until this year.
Oh. So I did see somebody post something that was kind of like a crossover between the quarter inch and then... May the 4th. I mean, it is a Star Wars reference for sure.
It is,
yes.
Right.
But last year I saw people posting stuff about the quarter inch thing too. And
okay,
did somebody post it this year? Who was that?
I remember.
I didn't hear it. I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, so that's fun. I'm already thinking about curtains. Have you sewn your own curtains before?
I have.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that
sewn drapes.
Oh, dear. Those are heavy drapes.
Draperies.
So I'm thinking I'm going to make a new set for in here and possibly the window over there in the dining room this year.
Why?
But what's the difference between curtain and a drape? The drape has that whole separate layer on the inside?
I don't even know.
Because maybe these are drapes.
Well,
those. Because I have them double layered.
I think of drapes as being almost like to the floor.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. And curtains are shorter. I don't.
Well, maybe.
I'm going to make a note for IG to update people.
I do not want you to have assignments after this recording.
Curtains versus drapes. Do you see how I didn't do it last week? I'm
okay.
fully intending to not do it this week as well.
Okay, good. I need to get new, whatever these are, roller shades.
Oh, yeah. Those are my solar shades. So they block 95% of the sun's rays.
And that's what I need because it's for our, I'm in air quotes, three seasons room because.
Oh, yeah. It's really one season.
Really, it gets too cold and then it gets too hot. So. But I need to get some more of those because ours are all busted.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I need to get some more, or we need to hang back up my bamboo ones upstairs. I had some bamboo ones in our bedroom and my sauna room because I like that kind of, what is that called? That tiki
ambiance?
Feel? Yeah, the ambiance.
Yeah.
Of the, that kind of a shade.
Yeah.
But they're kind of a pain to work.
Oh.
So I almost want to just go to the pull-down shade, you know, the fabric ones that, like these are. But dang, they're expensive.
Which is why we haven't ordered them yet, because I'm like, are you serious? We've got blinds in the windows. They're just all broken. I don't want to go spend so much money to replace them all. It's almost like replacing an air conditioner. You need it, but it looks just the same.
What hell?
You know, and it's expensive. I just,
speaking of, I'm just going to bring my family.
You don't have air conditioning.
Camp out at your house this summer. Broop. Oh my gosh, Amy, I have a bone to pick.
Oh no. What? Now what?
Well,
chicken butt.
I always unplug my iron and you told me you don't, and now I can't get it out of my head.
I don't. I turn it off, but I don't unplug it because it's under the table into a like a power strip. And I don't want to have to crawl under and do that every time. So,
and you're not worried about it surging on or like...
It's got surge protector.
Well, I guess what I mean is paying for electricity current running through your appliance.
If it's off, does it still run through it?
Well, I mean, I thought yes, but maybe I'm
wrong.
Do
you unplug your sewing machine when you're done sewing?
No.
Oh. Aren't you worried about the current?
I guess not. But an iron is hot.
Not when you turn it off.
What if a gremlin comes in and turns it on, and then you burn your
what
whole house
What if a gremlin
down?
Comes in and and plugs it in?
I don't have a response.
And also, the large Aliso, has an auto shut off.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm, which is a real annoyance to me because... But it's a safety, like, and it's a long one. I feel like it's, I'm not even going to say what I think it is.
You keep educating me about my own tools, and I love it. I'm so here for it.
It has an auto shut off, but it's not short. Like, some irons are like 10 minutes.
Right,
well,
right.
Who's going
to, yeah.
But it will shut itself off.
Maybe after 45.
And then if you want it back on, you just have to grab the handle. It has like a sensor, and then it'll turn it back on. I don't think it's 45. I think it's 30, but I know someone's going to tell me that's not right. So I'm just going to say they have an auto shut off, and I don't
know
how long it is.
Yeah.
The baby, though, the mini.
Yeah, that does not shut off.
Does not have an auto shut off.
Yeah, and that sucker's hot.
It's hot, and it also does not have that
right.
thing where it lifts up,
right.
So you can't lay that.
You better unplug that baby. Do you just turn it off?
I just turn it off. And I put it that little silicone thing. You just are, like, shuddering.
Yeah, well...
Well, I also just close the door to my sewing room.
So if there's a fire, it'll just be in there?
No, so my cat doesn't go in.
Oh. Well,
that's a good point, though.
Huh. The cat?
No, that if there's a fire, it'll just all burn in there.
I mean, maybe.
Okay, so
I don't know,
maybe
who
I
was
should
on,
unplug it. Should
who
we
was on Backdraft? Because they can tell us. Like, Kurt Gibson. What was his name? Kurt Russell.
Do not know, okay?
That was what, like 1991? Such
Something,
a good movie.
I know.
I love it.
It was good, but I don't have even an inkling.
You know what's funny? I remember it was good, but I literally can only remember like 1 5-second scene.
Was it when the house was on fire and then...
And they're opening the doors?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 And I was like, no, does that happen? No way.
Well, that was probably in the trailer, and you probably saw the trailer like 10 times.
Maybe so. I just got really zealous right there. Like, is that what it's called? Zealous? Like, enthusiastic?
Yes.
Wait, is that the same as a zealot?
Zealot?
I swear.
You would not know that I read every single day.
Well,
you wouldn't.
I think you do.
I just say things wrong. It's the epitome of Natalie.
Right, exactly.
Anywho, we hope you have fun in life because we sure do. Bye!
And as a wrap up, there's four ways of directions and Natalie's is a lot.
Shut your iron off.
It's a lot? What did you say?
Zeal it.
Yeah, and turn your iron off or unplug it. Either way, you do you. Live your life.
Live your life. If you want to burn your house down, go ahead.
No, don't burn your house down.
No, please don't. We should probably cut that. Because I'm only joking. I'm so sarcastic. But do people know that?
I think so. By now. By episode 22.
Hopefully.
Aye.
All right. Gotta go. Gotta go. Okay.
Wait. What? We have to say things like, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Give us a 5-star review. All
right. Go back and listen to back episodes.
Like, share with your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Peace out.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please follow us on Instagram at Seems Funny Podcast. That's SEAMS, Seems Funny Podcast. I'm Amy Borgelt of Tansy Designs, and I am at Tansy_Designs on Instagram. That's TANSY_Designs. And Natalie Santini is So Hungry Hippie. You can follow her at So Hungry Hippie. No underscores, no dots, no spaces. Just So Hungry Hippie on Instagram. You can email us with comments, questions, or suggestions at our email address, Seems, again, that's SEAMS, seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and join us next week. We'll be waiting for you.